producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Ellie Maloof. How are you, Ellie?
I'm fine, Robert. Thank you.
And Ellie is the CEO of IHG Americas. This is a really large hotel chain, and you probably know most of the brands. But why don't you start off talking through, you've 9 different brands.
Yeah, Robert. We cover all the stay occasions of our guests around the world. And so we have a portfolio that starts from luxury all the way down to mainstream brands. At the top of our chain, we have intercontinental hotels. We also then go into business travel brands like Crowne Plaza, Kimpton. We recently added Even Hotels in the wellness segment. We have Holiday Inn Express and Holiday Inn. We have extended stay brands like Staybridge and Candlewood Suites. And in China, we also have Hualux.
So you have a lot of brands, and these are major brands, which all have their own branding. And as a matter of fact, there's about 3,800 hotels you oversee with 473,000 rooms. How do you look at branding in terms of individual hotels versus IHG?
Well, Robert, what we do is we have a brand strategy to cover multiple stay occasions. So we divide stay occasions for the same guest along a spectrum from rest and go, to short break experience, to romantic getaway, to business productivity on one end. And then we divide it along price point, you know, from luxury to mid-scale. So we are interested in covering all the growth opportunities that a traveler may provide us in building a brand within certain geographies where they will stay. That's really how we execute a brand strategy in our portfolio. And it's been pretty successful for us. And so now we have a suite of brands that we think addresses most of the stay occasions around the world that guests desire from a multi-brand family like ourselves when they're traveling either for business or for pleasure.
So it seems like you have a real focus on strategy. Let's just talk about geographically. I know New York, where we're, in full disclosure, doing this interview right now, there's a major thrust in strategy for New York.
Yes. Look, we're here in New York. Happy to be here. It's a beautiful day out there, fall in New York. Let me just start with our strategy from a broader sense geographically. Geographically, we focus on 10 priority markets around the world, 10 large priority markets. While we're in over 100 countries around the world as ISG, there are 10 major priority markets and then a lot of key cities. So then when you get into these priority markets, of course, there are major submarkets, and in the United States, New York is obviously a major submarket. It is the largest hotel market in the world. It's one where we have significant presence already with 31 hotels and with 17 new hotels in the pipeline. And with the opening of our Even Hotel in New York next week, we'll have all of our brands are represented in New York by then.
Talk about the Even Hotel.
Yeah, Even Hotels is the first and only brand that provides a holistic travel experience for the wellness-minded traveler. So from the greeting to your guest room, to the shower, to the exercise facility, to the highly curated food and beverage experience, it is a holistic experience for people who make wellness and well-being a key decision factor in their daily decisions. We think that's a growing segment of the travel demographic out there, and we are addressing it with a great brand for them.
Yeah, and frankly, I wasn't aware of that brand, but it does sound like there's a lot of people who would be very interested. Where are those going to be located?
Well, we have 3 opening in New York starting next week over the next 12 months. We have 2 already open. We have 6 in the pipeline, a lot of interest in the brand. It's going to be in major urban or suburban markets where wellness and well-being focused travelers tend to be.
And trust me, in New York, we could use this. So while we're talking New York, you always had on 48th Street, the Barclay Hotel,
yes,
which I run tons of conferences from there. I love that. But it looks like it's closed now. What's happening?
Well, it's under complete renovation. And we'll be reopening next spring after a multi-$100 million renovation, which will make it really a showcase and a showpiece of the Intercontinental brand and the greatest new hotel to stay at in New York City. I hope you keep coming back, and we'd welcome you and your events at the new Barclay starting next spring.
That's great. So let's talk more about strategy. You have three different ways you could work with a hotel. You could manage it, you could franchise it, or in the rare case, you'll actually own it. What goes through your thinking in terms of strategically, how are we going to work with this hotel? How do you make those decisions?
Well, we have almost entirely migrated away from owning hotels into our asset-light model of managing and franchising only. With the sale of our Intercontinental Hong Kong recently, we're substantially out of owning hotels. We believe we have very strong brands that appeal to owners worldwide, either institutional owners or independent investor owners or independent operators. So it is our desire to work with them, either as a manager of those hotels when they are not operators, or as a franchisor of our brands when they are operators. And we have a large team of existing owners. ISG through Holiday Inn has been in the franchising business as long as any hotel brand, and we have a large family of owners that have been with us for generations to whom we franchise, and we have a large set of institutional investors and owners who desire our management capabilities on our hotel brands.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ellie Maloof, who is the CEO of IHG Americas, which is a consortium of nine brands, which have about 3,800 hotels. So let's talk about technology. And technology has really changed a lot, in the simplest sense, from reservation, but also from guest experience in the hotel world.
Yes. You know, ISG has been at the forefront of technology from the beginning. We launched the first major global reservation system with Holodex over 50 years ago. We're now reinventing
it. That's over 50 years ago already?
And we are now reinventing it with a new reservation system in planning and in design that we've disclosed in partnership with Amadeus. We have the highest rated mobile app on Apple, ISG Mobile. We have new cool technology in testing right now for mobile key, for beacons in our hotel, for guest requests through your mobile device. So, yes, innovating around distribution and reservations, innovating around the guest experience, innovating around our ISG Rewards loyalty plan, all of these innovations are what propel our brands forward.
And how do you think digital will change hotels, say, over the next 5 years?
Well, digital is in at the center of all technology communications and interactions with our guests. The shift from web to digital is very, very visible. You can see it in the bookings on our IG mobile app, the interactions with our guests on digital within the property, before the stay, during the stay, and after the stay, when they're sharing the pictures, when they're sharing their comments, when they're sharing their passion for our brands with guests and with future guests. So that digital experience is one part of the total experience that we have with our guests, which really starts before the stay. We have divided our guest experience into different phases, which are dream, plan, book, stay, and then share. So even
wait, could you say that again? That's really interesting. Yeah. Starting with dreams.
With dreaming when you're thinking about your leisure trip or your business trip or your great winning meeting or convention. You're dreaming about it, and you start to get some information digitally about that. Then you plan it, and you use our digital tools and our technology tools to get the best planning outcome. And then you actually stay at our hotel brand, and you experience it live and also digitally. And then you share it. And you share that experience with colleagues, with friends, with family members, and you create greater passion around our brands like that.
And you do this in all of your brands or in a few of your brands? Is it formal or
that is our approach to all of our brands. That is our approach to our guest interaction. That's what we call our guest journey.
And when you look at the guest journey, have you been able to identify what makes something a marginal stay, a good stay, or a great experience? Are there key indicators that you look for in terms of the guest experience?
Well, we want all of experiences at IHG Brand Hotels to be great experiences. And we measure that through very specific guest feedback, through guest stay surveys. And I'll tell you, this year we are hitting our highest levels of guest satisfaction around the world and in the Americas with guest experience. But we have to continue to do that, and there's always room to make every guest experience a wonderful one.
Okay, we are about...
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too at just $19.99. What are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and we're with Ellie Maloum, and he is the CEO of IHG Americas, which is about 3,800 hotels in nine major brands that you've heard of, from Crowne Plaza to Holiday Inn, cool stuff going in Holiday Inn Express, to something even called Even, which is for the healthy-minded. Now let's shift a little bit. You're running a major organization. What are your key priorities when you look at your dashboard as CEO?
Our key priority is to continue to execute and evolve our strategy, which is very clear around the priority markets geographically that we want to invest and grow in, around the brand portfolio that we have, to continue to innovate that, to make it successful with our guests and with our owners, and to continue to innovate in technology, which drives and propels our brands forward. We have a very clear strategy around those priority markets, a very clear strategy around our brands, and a very clear strategy around innovation and technology. And the pleasing thing is actually that the results from that strategy are pretty good. In fact, quite good. If you look at our results year to date, if you look at our results in the third quarter, our growing revenue per available room, our RevPAR, our growing and high level of signings, our high level of openings, which means our owners are signing up for more of our brands, which shows the relevance and strength of our brands in the marketplace. Those results are validation of our strategy. So it's good to have a good strategy. It's even better when we're executing it properly.
And that's the point, because you and I have spoken before about strategy is great, but it all comes down to really execution. What is it that we have over 600,000 people listening in? What are these CEOs going to learn on how they can effectively execute strategy? And I'll tell you, everyone listening in, just imagine you're running 3,800 hotels. A lot of execution and flawlessness to take place. What are key principles of execution?
Well, quite humbly, I'm not sure I have anything to teach all these highly accomplished CEOs that you have spoken with or on the phone. I can tell you what has worked for me and for my team is we, yes, develop a strategy, but make it very durable across time and very tangible in the present, which means we're not designing a strategy to catch up with a certain fad or to meet the crisis of the moment. We're designing a strategy for the long-term prospects of this terrific industry. The second thing is we're designing a strategy that we can actually measure in real time, that is tangible, that will tell us that we got somewhere when we get there. And I do that with a highly accomplished and talented team of people. I don't do that by myself. I'm more orchestrating their talents and their ideas than leading it from the top.
When you talk about measurement, that's something everyone wants to learn. What are some of the key indicators that you'll measure that you know are really important?
You start with guest satisfaction, as we said earlier. We live and die by the satisfaction, by the passion that travelers
have. Now, is it satisfaction or like Harvard Business Review had the article 1 through 5 where you want to get the number 5? Absolutely. Do you have any key focus where it's super satisfied or is it general satisfaction? How do you look at that?
No, absolutely. We're looking at people who become brand advocates. Okay. Who are so passionate about their stay that they rate us at the highest levels. And those are the ones that we measure for ourselves and reward for ourselves. We call it guest love. love. We want
guests love.
We want our guests not just to be satisfied, but to love us. And they have to rate us at a certain point of, in the higher range of the scale. And only then do we determine that to be guest love, because we know factually that those guests become advocates, become disciples for our brands out there in the marketplace, and drive further demand for our brands. So that is the first measurement that we never take our eye on. But owner satisfaction, owner advocacy. We want our owners to be pleased with our brands, to have a good return on investment, to believe that our brands are the best choice for their locations, for their investment. And we watch that very carefully and closely. We also measure employee engagement. We want our colleagues, our team members, to be engaged, passionately engaged in the great work that we're doing together, because in the end, this is a people business. It's people taking care of people in hotels. It's people creating ideas and brands. It's people innovating, and we want our people to be highly engaged. And those are just three key non-financial metrics that I'll speak to you about. You know all the financial metrics. You can see them in our annual reports and in our quarterly disclosures. I won't dwell on those because those are already out there.
Let's talk about your upbringing, what you learned to get to this point. And I know you work for HMSOs, you work for real estate development, which actually are perfect indicators of leading to run a major hotel organization. Talk about what you learned through that and the challenges you faced.
Well, I learned a lot. I had great teachers too. I've been fortunate to work for great organizations and great leaders from whom I learned a lot and who gave me opportunities which I may or may not have deserved, but I definitely tried to take advantage of. So first, I'd say I've been rather fortunate and lucky in that sense. Second, I'd say that, yes, learning about property when we were developing homes or developing retail centers or developing apartment buildings or commercial complexes, we were always building places for people to have experiences. And then I moved into the travel retail business, where we have restaurants and retail shops, branded restaurants and retail shops for travelers. Again, building places for people to have experiences, but now it included brands and included the traveler, which then leads to hotels, which is also the traveler on the same journey, which is also brands, and is also places where people have experiences. There's a lot for me to learn in the hotel business and at ISG, but I brought a fairly healthy experience to it.
And just, you traveled around the world as a youth dramatically. And I know you told me in the past a challenge that you faced was coming to America originally.
Yeah, you know, although I was born in the United States, actually in Ithaca, New York, I only spent a year here. My father joined the United Nations and we left until I came back for university. So in coming back for university, you really knew only one person in this, not just in the United States, actually, to think about it, an entire hemisphere. I had a sister here. And, you know, back in my family and my parents were in Europe, and I really missed them a lot, frankly. And I was only 17 years old. So back then, you couldn't speak frequently. You couldn't Skype. You couldn't text. You couldn't email. You'd speak once every week. It cost you $20 for 4 or 5 minutes on the phone. And, you know, after the first few months, I wasn't sure if I could really be that far apart. And then something caught me, which was the spirit of competitiveness in this country, how hard people work. And those weren't really great days, 1981, 1982 in the U.S. We were still in recession and high unemployment, high interest rates. But people working hard to build for a great future. There was hope at school. There was hope in the job market. There was hope in innovation. And there's actually hope on the college football field, which I saw these youth fighting and working hard to win every Saturday for no extra pay. And I realized that there's a spirit of competitiveness where in this country, if you work hard and follow the rules and learn the language, you can get somewhere. You can get some opportunities without having heritage or without having lineage or patronage or being connected to somebody. And I'll say it's for the most part worked out, where I've had some great opportunities just by gutting it out and working hard and playing by the rules and learning the language to some extent.
Well, there's an inspirational story. We've been speaking with Elie Maalouf, who is the CEO of Intercontinental, IHG Americas. And what we've learned here is when you develop your strategy, think about durability and think about making it tangible. And the next thing is, if you have a service business, guest love. Great having you on the show.
Well, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Pelleschi, non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pelleschi of the Pelleschi Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. With my co-host, Ralph Anderson, CEO of The Green Group, we'll interview great entrepreneurs who will share insights on innovation, overcoming challenges, and building success. For commercial-free podcasts of all your interviews, go to www.greenco.com. Hope you enjoy. We're here today with Mike Bornhorst. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Mike is the CEO of DirectBuy. So first, just give everyone a snapshot. I think almost everyone knows it from name recognition, what DirectBuy is.
DirectBuy is a membership buying club for everything in and around the home. You join as a member and you have an opportunity to buy products at no hidden retail markup. We have almost 1 million products and 700 manufacturers.
Almost 1 million, because Walmart has, I think, about 750,000. Just for perspective.
Actually, a Walmart, Super Walmart, has 75,000 products. Yeah, 75,000. So we're like a Walmart, a Home Depot, a Best Buy, a home decorating store, all wrapped into one.
Nice. So let's talk about when you came there. It's March 1st, 2013. DirectBuy had been around since 1971. Describe the situation when you first became CEO. What would you say it was like?
Well, when I came into DirectBuy, first I probably should start before I became CEO. I went into one of our clubs and I went through a sales presentation, and the first thing that occurred to me is I was a little irritated or angered that I didn't know about this company before. I had just been through a major home remodel and realized that I could have saved tens of thousands of dollars by being a member of DirectBuy. So I come into the company, and what I realize is we're very opaque in our sales and marketing practices. High-pressure sales have given us a bad reputation on the web, and we hadn't focused on our members. We hadn't focused on having a great member experience. So I came into the company, and I said there were a lot of things that needed to change.
And what happened? What'd you do?
So the first thing I did is I said, you know, the people in this business are smart people. They know what needs to change. They know where we need to go. We had strategy week at DirectBuy. Virtually every part of the organization, frontline employees, managers, franchisees, we sat down in meetings and said, what's the direction forward? What's the path out for DirectBuy? And we had an entire week of meetings where we focused and set the course for DirectBuy moving forward.
Mike, what did you, by looking at this and reviewing it on a macro basis, what did you ultimately decide needed to be, not only needed to be addressed, but needed to be changed to make the company more where you thought it should be going?
Well, we were behind the times. I mean, we were like a timeshare sales organization with high-pressure sales. First, our sales process had to be changed. It was the first thing that I attacked, and we brought somebody in to help us redesign that. I brought in a VP of member experience, so we got laser focused on what's it like to be a member of DirectBuy, how can we make it easier for them, how can we be easier to do business with. So we focused our strategy really on two things, our front-end sales process and the experience our members have. And inside that member experience was the value proposition. We have an irrefutable value proposition. We have terrific pricing for our members, and we want to make that even better. So we went back to our vendors and asked for improved pricing and made that better along with the experience, buying experience for them.
So with the, as you've indicated before, you have 1 million products that you sell on through your membership. So you had that 1 million product. Now you looked at your customer experience and said, okay, we want to make this better. So can you describe, if I become a customer of yours, what my cost will be up front and what I can expect as a customer of DirectBuy?
So first of all, your cost up front, if you're a member of DirectBuy, your cost up front is around $5,000 for membership. Now we have a number of new membership offerings which makes it more affordable to come in, but that's approximately our average membership price. When you come in, you have over 1 million products to choose from and 700 vendors, as I said earlier, and we're essentially passing those products on to you with no hidden retail markup. You have three different ways to shop, depending on the type of membership. You can shop online and buy your products online from the comfort of your own home, about 850,000 products online. You can come to our club, and our clubs are really idea and design centers. If you go into a club, think of going into a store where you'd pick out flooring and carpet and cabinets. You'll see vignettes with appliance examples. There'll be catalogs that you can look at any of our million products. And then we have shopping specialists that sit down with you. You could have a list that says, I want a baseball glove, I want a new refrigerator, I want some kitchen cabinets, and I'd like a widescreen TV. And our shopping specialists will help you find great values in all those items. And then the last way to shop is we have a concierge service where you can call, send us a picture, and say, hey, I saw this lighting fixture in a store. Do you guys carry it? So really that is comfort of your own home. You can literally purchase any of our products, and we can help you find products that are to your liking.
Being that it is 5,000, what can you expect in return? How long does it take for you to get your return, have a return on investment, or at least break even for your customer?
Yeah, there's an accountant would ask that question.
It's important.
So, and it's $5,000 for the first 3 years, and after that, the renewal's $299 a year, so somebody can get an understanding. But it depends on what you're buying. It's likely if you spend $10,000, you're going to recoup your investment, but that differs by category. Certainly high-end appliances, we offer more savings than low-end appliances. If you're doing a kitchen and you're buying a kitchen cabinet set, you're going to save more than your investment day one as soon as you purchase that kitchen. But there really is items for any part of your life. You can buy the popular thing now is paddle boards. You can buy a paddle board and we'll sell it to you at no hidden retail markup. So, and we also have a new offering of wholesale travel, so you can save dollars that way. But I would say $10,000 worth of purchases, someone would break even, and then beyond that, it would start being ahead for the investment.
So how do you negotiate with these vendors? To get that many vendors, what do you say to them?
You know what's so unique about Direct Buy and what we say to them is we're the buying advocate for the member. We're like a co-op. We're pulling together the buying power of all these members, and we're going out to our vendors and negotiating the best prices we can for them. We do about $400 million in merchandise sales, and that speaks loudly to the vendors as we go to them and we negotiate the prices we're going to get for our members.
And you have no inventory cost either.
We have no. That's one of our huge advantages. Someone buys a product and it's shipped direct to their club near them or to their house. So we carry no inventory, which, again, provides us a distinct advantage from a cost standpoint. We also have less returns, which is an advantage to our vendors. Our vendors appreciate less returns.
Now, you're also somewhat challenged with being a franchise. A number of your stores are franchised owned. So how does that impact your business? How does your franchisors feel and versus the franchisees? What's your focus on that part?
Well, I can tell you, first of all, we have over 90 entrepreneurs throughout North America who run these businesses. They're family-owned businesses. They live and breathe Direct Buy. And they're there to service our members. Certainly, we work with the franchisees as we're making changes to help move them to more progressive selling model and provide a higher quality of service. But I can tell you, they live and breathe this company, and they're passionate about what they do.
Okay, this is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson. We're with Mike Bornhorst, the CEO of Direct Buy, about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to learn about how do you deal with franchisees.
Now for our Entrepreneurial CEO Challenge Minute.
Hello, my name is Jim Van Coyle, and I've been a CPA with the Green Group for over 20 years. Last year, a potential new client came to us with a problem. She is the CEO of an extremely successful thoroughbred sales and breeding company. Her challenge for us was that her previous accountant had her paying too much in taxes. She said to us, "Can you do better?" Our action steps included collecting and analyzing the company's books and records for that year along with reviewing her prior year tax returns. Some of our suggestions to her, including utilizing the Section 179 and bonus depreciation rules for the purchase of new tangible assets, along with reclassifying various other costs that had not been deducted. We also utilized the company's affiliates to offset income. After implementing our suggestions, we were able to provide an end result, $100,000 in tax savings for that year. And that was your Entrepreneurial Minute.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Entrepreneurial CEO Show here with Mike Bornhorst, the CEO of Direct Buy. So before we were talking about the franchisee model, talk about what it was like when you came in March 2013 and you weren't happy with how things were going. What did you say to the franchise?
Well, we made the determination we're going to go out on a regional roadshow and have some small meetings with our franchisees. And we knew that the business was behind the times and we needed to make some improvements. So going out to those meetings, I decided that I was going to start the meetings in a unique way. And the franchisees were all in the room. I stepped out, and I got myself dressed up in a chartreuse leisure suit from the 70s.
Well, chartreuse leisure suit?
Chartreuse leisure suit.
Oh, you didn't buy that at Direct Buy.
I did not buy that at Direct Buy. We don't sell those. We did probably when we were founded, but we don't sell those now. But and I put a long blonde wig on, like a 70s or 80s hairband, and in the middle of the room was this huge pile of money, and real money. And I walked into the room, and some of the franchisees started to snicker. They realized it was me. And I asked a few of them, I said, what would you think if I walked into one of your clubs? And the response in every one of the five meetings was, dated, or what rock did you crawl out from under? And I paused and said, this is how the consumer sees us. We're dated, we're behind the times. And then I flashed up a number of slides that showed us how we'd lost thousands of dollars, and I took the money off the table and threw it in a trash can. It was edgy, it irritated a few franchisees, but it got the point across. We needed to change. We needed to progress our business to what the consumer expects today.
Mike, was part of the change innovation, you know, in the period that we're living in this environment now, was innovation part of that change and the new culture that you were bringing into Direct Buy?
Yeah, innovation absolutely was part of the change. I'll give you one small example. Is our website, we have 850,000 products.
Just quick, what is your website?
It's at directbuy.com. It's a member's way. Yeah.
www.directbuy.com.
So on our website, we have 850,000 products, but and you can go in and sort through those products, but we didn't. We're the buying advocate for our member, but we didn't point out products that had exceptional value. What are the ones that they can save the most? So today, we have tags on the products that we've found have the greatest savings for our members, so we can make it easier on them. It's one small example of the type of innovation we're doing to be that buying advocate for our members.
And where do you see that going forward, innovation? Is that still a big part of your focus?
It still is. I see going forward in the future, we're going to have our product with our pricing, and we'll have competitors underneath it. So members no longer have to do what all of us do. We go on the web, we look at a product on one website, and then we go check four others. We're going to make it available on our website so it makes it easy for our members.
International, are you overseas yet?
We have operations in the U.S. and Canada.
Okay. But nothing outside of North America, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Any expectations there, or you don't know yet?
Our focus today is to put a solid foundation under the North American business, get that business growing in our new direction, and then to expand based on the opportunities at that point.
And the growth model for you, where do you see yourself and Direct Buy 5 years from now versus today? If you can give a little picture of where you are today and where you see yourself. By.
So today we have about 300,000 members in North America. And when you look at the go out and do surveys of consumers, only 15% of people know about us. And it's because of not being transparent in our marketing practices, not explaining what we do well. And some negativity on our old sales process, a high-pressure sales process. 5 years from now, I would say we're going to have membership offerings at all price points. Direct Buy is going to be a well-known name, and it's going to be a destination for people who want great selection. They want great value and a one-stop shop.
And I think you mentioned before that for the 5,000, you do offer internal financing. You have a financing arm for them to be able to be provided that financing up front, correct?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct. We offer, you can pay that up front or you can pay it on a monthly basis.
And does that work for you?
Very much so. I mean, it's a great way for people. We call it kind of the pay as you save, as opposed to paying up front, you can pay as you save.
Okay. What advice do you have for entrepreneurs? We have tons of entrepreneurs listening in. You're turning around this brand. What's your suggestions for entrepreneurs?
You know, I bring it back to my upbringing. I was brought up in a Midwest conservative family where being yourself, being approachable, being humble was just expected. And I think so many times entrepreneurs or even CEOs view as humble and confidence as opposites. And in fact, they complement each other. And I can say as an entrepreneur, bringing in good people, treating them with respect, and focusing on the customer is how you'll be successful. It doesn't matter what business, it doesn't matter what business model. If you truly focus on the customer and look at the trends in the marketplace, you're going to be successful.
You like sports. I want to ask you, what can you learn from sports as a lesson for business? For example, in golfing, when you used to golf, what ideas can you learn from different sports, skiing, that you could apply to business?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot. I have three sons, and they're all active in sports. And I have a daughter. She's active in sports. And I would tell you there's some great life lessons in sports. First of all, it teaches you how to lose. It teaches you how to make mistakes. It teaches you how to fall down and pick yourself up. It teaches you the benefit of working hard to achieve something. I have a great personal story. My son last year, his football team didn't win. They didn't do that well. And the coach came to me and said, "Mike, do you want to buy a trophy for your son?" And I said, "No." I said, "I don't want him to have a trophy." He goes, "Well, all the other kids are going to get one." I said, "No, my kids know that you're not going to get rewarded if you don't win." And I think that's business.
One last question before we conclude. What keeps you up at night, real quick?
The one thing any CEO of a franchise business will tell you, franchisees and their adoption of your new programs keep you awake at night. I can tell you at Direct Buy, we've had nice results, and we're bringing the franchisees on board. But that's the biggest challenge. Any CEO of a franchise business will tell you that.
Great having you on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Great to be here.
Thank you.
Body extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic, but after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.